Jason Keough would rather not be hosting a memorial skate jam for his murdered son, but this is his way through, he says. Jason's son Jamie Keough was murdered in 2011 on a Surrey City bus after trying to stop a fight. Jason started the JK All Day Memorial Skate Jam 12 years ago, in 2012, to honor his son's memory. Now in its 10th year, the event was cancelled 2 years in a row because of COVID. Jason is hosting the celebration September 28th at the skate park on the Cloverdale Fairgrounds. I'm honoring him as opposed to sitting back and becoming someone that he wouldn't want me to be, explained Jason. That would be a shame for him. He was a hero that day, man. He's my hero. So, I'm not going to let him be forgotten. Jamie was 18 when he was murdered October 7, 2011, near the intersection of 72nd Avenue and 128th Street. Two girls got in a fight, said Jason. Jamie tried to stop the fight and one of the girls' boyfriends pulled out a knife and murdered my son. He said they started celebrating Jamie's birthday and it was good for the family because it gave everyone something to do that day. As the years went by and the birthday skate jam celebration grew, Jason transformed it into something bigger. With the fifth event, he added the focus on youth violence and bullying. I try to focus more on raising awareness about bullying and violence, he explained. Cal Dosange, with Kids Play, spoke at last year's event and Jason said he'll be back again to deliver an anti-bully message this year. My focus is just to let the kids know, the ones that are being bullied, you're really not the problem and try not to let the words of other children change the path of your life, he explained. We try to help kids that are being bullied. If the skate jam's anti-bullying message can change the heart of someone who is bullying someone else, then that's great too, he said. We have stories to tell of what's happened to other kids and we have other speakers that give anti-bullying messages, Jason added. People that have been through this kind of stuff before, right? They'll speak on their experience and stuff. And I'll speak myself. Jason relived the profound trauma surrounding his son's death last year when another boy, Ethan Besflug, was also murdered on a Surrey City bus. That was tough, he recalled. It was. Just watching that really, really hit me. He said it was traumatic for the whole family. When this happened to Ethan, last year, the story was so similar, and I watched the newscast and it reminded me of back in 2011 with our family sitting on the couch in the same way, Jason said. And the same thing happened. A girl started a fight on a bus and he ended up dead. He said the murder was just so similar that he had to reach out to Ethan's family. He's now included them in this year's Memorial Skate Jam and also named the Skate Jam for Ethan too. I've found a way through, but Ethan's family is at the beginning of their journey and it's going to be tough, Jason noted. So I wanted to reach out to them and just let them know that other people have gone through this and we're here for them. He said he talks to the family a lot and they will be in Cloverdale September 28th at the skate park for the jam. I've had 12 years to go through this madness, Jason added. I've decided to take the high road and I'm proud to say his name. And I can say it now and not be so upset about what I don't have. And I can be proud of what I'm blessed to have. The JK All Day Memorial Skate Jam runs from 12 to 5 p.m. Jason said along with the skate jam, there'll be a barbecue and live music. We've got a ton of prizes and it's all free, Jason said. I raise the money and I have got a lot of help and donations from the community, about 90%, and it's a great event for everyone. Come out and have some fun. Bring the kids. Let's skate in the boys' honor and not forget them. Cloverdale Skate Park is located within Cloverdale Youth Park on the Cloverdale Fairgrounds at 6240 176th Street. Visit JK All Day Memorial Skate Jam on Facebook for more info.